Good evening, everyone. We're going to continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by our race-winning owner, Denny Hamlin, and race-winning crew chief, Booty Barker. Congratulations, gentlemen. This marks 2311's first 1-2 finish. Congrats on that, guys, too. And also Corey Heim's first Cup Series win. Can you guys talk a little bit about how Corey's been preparing and working through his part-time gig with you guys? Okay. Whoever wants to take it.
I'd say, well, Corey obviously super talented, but as far as the work ethic and the things he puts in, I describe him as serious. He's a serious person. He wants to, he sees this opportunity and he wants to do well. Now, one advantage in a way we have, at 2311, with our association with Gibbs, we all have really good cars, really good people. And we get to put in more work per race, let's say, than others. So every race Corey and I go to, we put in weeks of work, weeks of refinement, weeks of talking about what we want to achieve. So in some ways, while we have some disadvantages in not running every week for Corey, we also have some advantages too that we take advantage of with our resources that this man provides. So,
yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I know that our team gave Corey a list of agenda and expectations for each race that he has left on his schedule. Winning here was not on it, on the agenda. Or expectations, I know he put in a lot of time preparing for this event, and like Booty said, it's just this is a week where if you do run part time, and this was a battle over time, because you know I could only put so much time into this. I was busy preparing for Pocono and Michigan and Nashville and all those, so. You're a little bit up against the clock every week because you have to go to the racetrack every week and you got to move on to the next, where they can be more strategic with their time preparing for the event. And I think this is one, and I think you saw it with like Austin Hill, like the more reps was better. I think no doubt about it. It was an advantage to be on the track more. It was an advantage to be in the sim more. And Corey just did an amazing job, and you know, I'm excited to go back and watch it. Sound like him and the 45 were dueling it out on that last run. Bubba drove through the field a couple times, and Riley was up front in the top five. So it, this is certainly a banner day for our team. And I asked Corey before the race started. I said, "This is the first week you haven't called me for advice. You didn't think." You didn't think I'd bring anything to the table, and apparently he was good.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start with Jordan, and then we'll go to Bob. Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question's for Denny. Everybody knows Corey's really talented, but to come here, even in the part-time, being able to focus on this car, like, just how surprised are you that he was able to pull this off? Because this is pretty remarkable.
Really surprised. I mean, truthfully, really surprised. Now, if you would have asked me in the middle of the race, I wouldn't have been that surprised. I got to race around him enough to know that he had plenty of speed. And I knew that he was on the right side of the strategy cycle. And so, I mean, you still got to go out there and beat some of the best and have enough speed. And I saw that the margin victory over – second, third, it was like 10 seconds or something. And so it's evidently him and Tyler set a really fast pace there on that last run. And but this was not expected by any means. I was very pleasantly surprised.
And before I ask the question, have you seen any of the replays or anything about Heim and Reddick there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is 2311's protocol or rules for engagement in that situation?
Well, I think it speaks a lot to, you know, Tyler's character, right? I mean, he apparently felt like Corey raced him very clean, got around him clean, and when he tried to pass him back clean, he didn't, so he wanted to hit the reset button and try it again. I'm very proud of that, because it's very easy when you're racing for the win to just say, I'll say I'm sorry later. But it speaks a lot to the character of Tyler Reddick.
We're going to come down here to Bob and then over here to Zach.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. For Denny, what boxes did this event check for you as a driver and as an owner, and do you want it to return?
Well, I mean, the event itself was fantastic, and you know, I'm sure, you know, the NASCAR and its team has got a checklist of things that they can improve on, but it seemed like to me, the people I interacted with, like lots of them, it was their first race, and you know, racing the racetrack, it felt like a normal NASCAR track to me. It was a little surprising the first time we hit the racetrack, but after that, once the race got going, it felt like any old road course that we had. Like, I thought that the great design, lots of passing zones, challenging in so many different ways with the surface. But, you know, when we come in to this event, you know, you want it to feel like it's, you know, the racing is a big part of why you're here, but it's not the only reason why you're here. And I thought that they did a really great job with their midway and how much activation that they had. That's the boxes we need to check. You know, there's many races that makes selling on a car really difficult. This was not one of them.
We'll come over here to the right to Zach.
Zach Cerniello, NASCAR.com. Denny. Tyler said that we're going down the wrong path right now on the 45 team, just not getting the job done and not having good points days. As a driver for you, that's great because now you're only 8 points back of the points lead. But as an owner, how do you evaluate where the number 45 team is? And I say that realizing that they almost won today and were second last week as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I could have one wish, it would be that all of our teams be very proud of what they did today. I mean, we had four of the top five or six inside a few laps to go. Like, I know it's easy to just stare at your hood pins and only think about the short term, and I guarantee you Tyler's thinking about the short term, but he started last. He had to come from the back multiple times. Bubba Wallace came from the back multiple times, and you know, we got our other young drivers out there in the top five. Everyone needs to be proud and look at the day as half full. Even though I understand the result is not what he wanted, in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's great to see that that our car has got the speed to go out there and win, and all of them can do it.
Holly, do you have a question? Okay, we'll come to you next. Go ahead, Noah.
And then Noah we'll Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. This one's for you, Denny, because I know you're a connoisseur of NASCAR Twitter, and it was fun today watching them react to Bubba Wallace leading some laps and running up front. I think my favorite tweet I saw was from NAS Sarcasm, and it just said Boris Wallace. From your perspective, how much work have you seen Bubba put into the road course program, and how gratifying is it to see his success now here?
Yeah, and this is, you know, again, if I could sprinkle magic fairy dust on Bubba Wallace, it would be to be more happy on days you should be happy. You know, you didn't get a win, but I mean, daggone, you would take second before this race started and said, all right, I'll go home, you know? So he should be very proud of the effort that he put in. And I got to, you know, I got to go to 2311 this week and watch him put in some time on the sim. So I definitely think that this is one that you got to hold your head up high. And yeah, the team certainly could have executed better and not had a wheel fall off. But overcoming that, that's what I want to see, is that nobody's race goes exactly as planned. And it's how you respond to it that's going to dictate your result. And so not giving up and battling and coming home with a second place finish is something that, you know, in giving us our first 1-2 finish as a team, that's something that we're very, very proud of, and certainly he should be proud of himself and the strides that he's taken on road courses.
And then another one for Booty. I mean, you've been working with Corey now lately, and just I wanted to ask you about his character and, you know, just the kind of person he is off the track. What is it that makes him different from other drivers you've worked with in the past?
I still say I call it his seriousness and his focus. And he and I guess we feed off each other too. We're all, don't get me wrong, we get along well. But as far as our, what we talk about and what we focus on and what we do and what we enjoy doing is being able to compete. And see, in my estimation, I got to be careful how I verbiage this. We could have, I feel, won Nashville. I think on some other breaks like Texas, we had an opportunity. I think going into Chicago, I mean, a lot of your support has to be there, but we could win there too. And that's not arrogance. That's just saying all of our work, his talent, his desire, I mean, his ability to adapt and to these cars and go in his speed, I feel we can do it. So even though today was a tall order to accomplish, in some ways it doesn't surprise me.
All right, we're going to take two more questions. We'll go to Holly and then over here to Dalton.
Thanks. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Denny, this is for you. And I know this may sound weird, but how weird is it for you to be fighting for the championship on this side against somebody that you own, and now they're having those dual roles? You could have been fighting with another team, another driver from somewhere else, and I would think maybe that's a little bit easier, but what is this like balancing you going for the championship, but also owning the car of the guy that you're racing for the championship?
I mean, it's unique, but nothing has changed. I mean, me and Tyler's dialogue on a weekly basis is as high as it's ever been. I believe in him. I want him to finish second. I mean, I think he's got years and years and years and years and years to win lots of races in a championship. And my clock is, the hourglass is getting low. So, but I will do everything I possibly can to give them all the tools they need to go out there and win. I will never hold back any information from them or anything that they ask me, because that's part of my responsibility. That's part of the advantage that we have. No other owner is on that racetrack understanding what these drivers are talking about and then can dictate how we move our resources around to fix what they think and what I think we need to work on. So I think that is really a great strategic advantage for us, and it's showing in race wins right now.
All right, we're gonna come right over here to my right, to Dalton.
Hey guys, Dalton Hogg was the front stretch on your right. right over here, way on your right. Booty, this is for you. You were with Corey at the last Cup Street race that we had, and he DNQ'd. What did that do to him psychologically? I mean, did it something to his drive to get better at these types of tracks?
I'll just tell you what I told him after this. I had so much faith in him. I said, it's no big deal. I said, you shake it off, man, which he was extremely upset. Don't get me wrong. He was extreme. He even mentioned it the other day that he let us down. I said, we do not look at it that way. And I knew, I said, this is nothing. I said, this is a blip, because I just had confidence in where we were going to be, you know, and what we could do. But don't get me wrong, he took it hard. It was on his birthday as well. It was tough. I mean, he took it. I mean, it's lingered. He remembered it coming here. So it's great he could redeem himself in his mind. But to me, it wasn't. While it was a big deal, y'all got to understand, I still told him where he's going to be is well beyond that.
All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.